Bloomfield supporters a great 4-0 win here at the Oval tonight, Andy.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, the Blue Men will be getting to work tomorrow. A bit of bragging rights of the Belfast Big 2 Derby, so it's nice to be a part of that. And, you know, after the disappointment of 2 weeks ago, it's good to get the right results again going forward into the remaining fixtures.
You must be delighted to get 2 goals here tonight, taking you up to, I think it's 33 for the season.
Yeah, I am. It's always nice to score, especially my second one tonight. You know, it's not usually associated with fancy goals with me, like, but it's great to score goals, but when you're doing against your rivals, it's even better, so it's a nice feeling.
Your second one, I reckon, could have been a goal of the season contender for us this year.
I'll take that, but I was just saying to Alec Mills there, I was watching, it's so funny because I was watching Dele Alli last night, and I was thinking to myself, I don't have that sort of slice volume in my locker, and it's quite ironic how it came to me tonight, and that's how I finished it, a slice volley in the net. So, like I said, it's not something you associate with me, but I'll take them when they come.
Anything you can do, Aaron Burns can do as well. So you get 2, and then he has to go and get 2 in the second half to take him to 25. He's a great goal threat, isn't he?
He is. He's a goal machine, and I had a great chat with him there last Saturday before the game. We're both obviously not available for selection, and we're just talking quite a lot about our movement and crosses into the box, and he's so good that every time even the ball's coming in the air for a corner, I don't even look to for myself. Sometimes it's Mark Burnsy because I know it's going to go straight to him to give himself half a chance to score. But credit to him as well. You know, he's come off the bench tonight. He was hungry. He was sharp, and I think his first touch was even bad too. He lost it, but it didn't bother him. He got straight back into it, and he does what he always does: scores goals.
Kirk Miller outstanding again tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's magic. And training, sometimes I don't go near Kirk Miller because he can embarrass you very easy, and he can ruin your confidence. He's just so good on the ball, and we, the whole team, the whole squad is so competitive at the minute. We're all looking for that cup final jersey, and like I said as well, you know, I wasn't playing Saturday, and Kirk Miller scored 2 when he played up front, so I was even sweating for my own position tonight, my own starting 11 position tonight. So that's the way it has to be at Linfield, and you know, that's what we fully expect. And like I said, the squad's very competitive, but we're all very tight-knit and supporting each other. And you know, when you have 2 big games coming up there with the Coleraine Saturday and the Glens tonight, and everybody played their part, and you know, there's going to be 3 more games now at the end of the season, and we have to, again, as a squad, play our part and support everybody and do the business.
Defensively, we were superb, a clean sheet, and I mean, Jimmy Callagher back at his old stomping ground here, playing like Terry Butcher with a bandage around his head.
Jimmy Callagher, unbelievable. I've actually said to him there tonight, it's one of the best games I've ever seen him on a blue jersey. And, you know, I've known Jimmy a long time. I played with him. I remember him coming as a 16, 15-year-old boy training with the Glens. You know, I knew from then how much of a class act he was going to be. And, you know, Jimmy's getting better. And, you know, it's class for this club. And if he continues to put in performances like that, along with, you know, the other boys, it's, you know, the future's looking bright. But it's all well in saying that there. We'll have to keep the performances strong, and we'll have to keep believing and being positive and trying to get the club back where it needs to be.
Well done tonight, and all the best for the remaining league games and, of course, the big cup final date coming up.
Thanks very much, Andy.